DIY. The Book of John, chapters 10 to 12. This study is one of 8 installments of the DIY Book of John study series. DIY studies are interactive Bible studies designed to help you build an engaging relationship with God. These studies will teach you to use various tools like podcasts and videos to engage with the Bible in a way that best fits your learning style. These studies were originally created for teens, but can be helpful for anyone. You can do this study online or download a workbook of the entire Book of John. Consider this. We recommend reading or listening to about 3 chapters a day, but you want to consider what will help you get the most out of your reading. Think about what will be best for your own learning style. Icon name equals, book. Read John chapter 10. I tell you the truth. Anyone who sneaks over the wall of a sheepfold, rather than going through the gate, must surely be a thief and a robber. But the one who enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep recognize his voice and come to him. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. John chapter 10 verses 1 to 3 NLT. Now keep reading online or in your paper Bible. Asterisk note. If you are using a paper Bible, try highlighting parts of the scriptures that tell you something about who God is, underlining parts of the scriptures that you relate to. Icon name equals, edit. Write about it. God describes himself as a shepherd. What might that mean? What qualities do shepherds have? Take some time to write your thoughts or notes from the reading or Bible study. You can use a journal, or write in the downloadable version of this study series. Icon name equals, book. Read John chapter 11. A man named Lazarus was sick. He lived in Bethany with his sisters, Mary and Martha. This is the Mary who later poured the expensive perfume on the Lord's feet and wiped them with her hair. Her brother, Lazarus, was sick. So the two sisters sent a message to Jesus telling him, Lord, your dear friend is very sick. But when Jesus heard about it, he said, Lazarus's sickness will not end in death. No, it happened for the glory of God so that the Son of God will receive glory from this. John chapter 11 verses 1 to 4 NLT. Now keep reading online or in your paper Bible. Icon name equals, certificate. Think about it. Jesus felt so much compassion and empathy for Mary and Martha. Jesus shared in the emotions that the people felt. He embraced the sadness, even when he knew he would raise Lazarus from the dead. Icon name equals, book. Read John chapter 12. 6 days before the Passover celebration began, Jesus arrived in Bethany, the home of Lazarus, the man he had raised from the dead. A dinner was prepared in Jesus' honor. Martha served, and Lazarus was among those who ate with him. Then Mary took a 12-ounce jar of expensive perfume made from essence of nard, and she anointed Jesus' feet with it, wiping his feet with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance. John chapter 12 verses 1 to 3 NLT. Now keep reading online or in your paper Bible. Icon name equals, TV, DIY. Watch this, read scripture, John 13 to 21, The Bible Project. This video provides a visual introduction and overview of the Book of John. It should help you look at the second half of the book and its author to think about what God is trying to communicate with this book of the Bible. I have come as a light to shine in this dark world, so that all who put their trust in me will no longer remain in the dark. I will not judge those who hear me but don't obey me, for I have come to save the world. And not to judge it. But all who reject me and my message will be judged on the day of judgment by the truth I have spoken. John chapter 12 verses 46 to 48 NLT, icon name equals, edit. Write about it. Jesus is light, meaning that the Bible will expose truths about yourself. What sins and emotions are on your mind that you need to put into the light, be honest about, icon name equals, edit. Review and reflect. What have you learned about Jesus so far that has surprised you? Are there still doubts you have? Decide to share these with someone today. Icon name equals, comment, DIY. How to start praying. TRUE prayer is an acronym that can help you start learning to pray. T equals thanksgiving. Write here the things you are grateful for so that you can pray about them. R equals requests, needs. Write about things you need help with. U equals uncovering sin. Write about the sins you see from the day before. E equals emotions. Write the top 3 emotions you felt yesterday and why. Icon name equals, list OL. View all studies in the series introduction chapters 1 to 3, chapters 4 to 6, chapters 7 to 9, chapters 10 to 12, chapters 13 to 15, chapters 16 to 18, chapters 19 to 21.